Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hello, everyone. Welcome.
This is Shia.
Ariel.
And the name of the show is
Being Here.
If we didn't say so before, we're saying so now. We finish each other's
sentences.
So when we do,
please include it. It's our style. We always like to let you know that right at the beginning of the show, in case you're a first-time listener.
She's not cutting me off, and I'm not
cutting me off. So there. Hey, that topic today is transformational parenting. This is part two of a three-part series. We just got together and figured that parenting is such a challenge and such an important topic. It was important enough to have multiple guests.
So we figured we'd include people that we know who have children, have raised children, or are in the process of raising children from different age groups and different genders, and they will impart their wisdom from what they've discovered in parenting, and they've used the approach of transformation, which is a non-judgmental seeing of things without trying to impose rules based on what we were taught by our society, our parents, other people, books we've read, but to actually discover out of being with your children how to interact with them in a way that produces happy, healthy, well-balanced human beings.
And please know when Shia says not living from what your parents taught you or a book taught you, he's also talking about not in resistance to what your parents taught you or what it has said in books or your culture.
Because if you raise your children in resistance to what your parents did, if you said, I'm never going to do that when I grow up, I'm not going to be that kind of parent, well, chances are you'll produce aberrations in your children, because it wouldn't be based in your truth. It will be based in a decision a child made years before. And sometimes your parents did it right, believe it or not.
We were speaking just last week to Josh and Laura Blau, and if you didn't hear that segment, you should definitely download it. You can do that through our site, transformationmadeeasy.com, or you can right here on the Motivox site, you can do that as well. And they were definitely talking about how important it was to be in the moment and not live out of some system, and how a system will always fail you sooner or later. And we know it's more challenge being here, but that's what this show is all about. So one of the things that Shia just mentioned also was awareness. And we're going to reiterate again that awareness is a non-judgmental seeing of something.
And our approach is anthropological. It isn't psychological. So we're not trying to change or fix or improve anything. Our approach is based in noticing the way things are. Oftentimes, if you just see the way something is, it's enough to have that event, that behavior, that pattern of way of relating to life clear up, transform, just in the seeing of it. Now, that sounds a little difficult to understand or believe, I know, but it is true.
Phew. I know it's a concept, but as you keep going along and you listen to this show and you start putting it into action, you're going to discover how easy it is and how simple and how much less challenging your life becomes as you discover how to be gentle with yourself for simply being you. And of course, with children, then it certainly translates right to the children, because if you're being hard on yourself, you are going to be hard on your children as well. And we know that kids make a demand, and they're going to pull on you, and there will be times where your temper will snap.
Or at least mostly. Mostly there will be times. sometimes you will be able to control it. Other times it'll control you if you're normal.
And then the game is to not be hard on yourself for what you see, and it will begin to dissolve. First principle, anything you resist about yourself or your kids, for instance, will persist.
And grow stronger and dominate your life.
Second principle, on any given day, any given moment, you can only be exactly as you are right now.
And that means that in any given moment, your children can be only exactly as they are right now. And that means emotions and thoughts and feelings, all of it can only be the way it is in this present moment. Now, you can either resist the way your children are showing up or notice the way they're showing up. If you resist it, the first principle takes place. That resistance causes a persistence of the behavior that you don't like, don't want, wish were different.
Interestingly enough, now don't you think, Shia, lots of times children, when you resist a certain behavior, that they actually want to do it more because it gets attention, even if the attention doesn't seem to be something that's positive?
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. If you take a look at how when your kids are doing well, I mean, they're watching TV, they're reading a book, they're engaged in a game, they're very satisfied and happy, you don't give them any attention in those moments. You thanking your lucky stars that they leave you alone in those moments. But you see, most of the time you give your children attention is when they're doing something that you'd prefer them not to be doing. So they have discovered that they get attention out of what one might call negative behavior. You know, babies that are happy and smiling, nobody pays them much attention. It's the one who's crying that gets the attention. So we basically trained our children to cry for attention rather than give them, actually be there and give them attention when they don't demand it.
You know, when you're really present, there are often times when you can discover before the need arises what's going to be needed, provide it before they have to get fussy to get it. Now, should we introduce our guests, Shia?
Yeah, sure.
We have two really incredible guests today. We know that, actually, you've heard them before if you were on before our radio show. They came on to talk about having a magical relationship. And Amy and Andy Gideon are not only close friends of ours, and they are the people who provide our incredible website. So if you are going up on transformationmadeeasy.com, you will see some of their work, of which I'm very proud. And they are the proud parents of two sons, Alex, who is 5, and Aiden, who's 2. And they have a lot of practice on transformational parenting because they've had things happen both ways, ways that work and ways that don't work. And they're here with us today to give you all some of the benefit of the things that they've discovered so that you can have it as well. So please welcome
Amy and Andy Gideon.
Hi.
Hello.
Nice to have you back. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, our pleasure.
It's good to be back. You mentioned that we had spoken to you previously about magical relationship, and that caught me because our relationship is a lot about, or rather is the basis for a lot of our parenting with our children.
How do you mean, Andy?
Well, I mean that in a lot of different ways, actually. One way is in order for our parenting to really be successful, however you want to measure that, we have to be a united front with our kids. We cannot allow kids to divide and conquer, which is absolutely a technique kids learn early on, or maybe they don't even learn it. Maybe it's pre-programmed. I don't know, but the example that you'll often see is the kid will go to one parent and say, Daddy, can I have this? And Daddy will say, no. And the kid will then go to Mommy and say, Mommy, can I have this? And not knowing about the prior conversation, she might say yes. We are a united front in how we work with Alex and Aiden, and that has made a huge difference. And in fact, I can tell you how much of a huge difference it made, because there was a period of time when we were not.
Right.
Well, not only were you not a united front, at one time you guys were in competition to prove to each other that you were the better parent.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
Remember that?
Yeah,
I remember that. I remember, actually, we were in Costa Rica.
And what were you doing in Costa Rica?
Well, you guys were conducting a workshop there in Costa Rica, which you do, and we regularly attend, which is excellent. And a few years, I think Alex was probably two. And I remember being at the workshop with Andy and Alex, and I remember Alex started to cry and was with Andy in his arms. And I ran over and I grabbed Alex from Andy, you know, showing him that, look, I can stop him crying. I'm the better parent. You're the mean one. I'm the nice one. And
You actually did that, Andy?
I did.
Oh, well.
And then, you know, and then we had a conversation, you know, we talked about with you guys, and we realized that Andy and I were competing for Alex's attention, that I was the better parent, I was the nice one.
I was the better parent and I was the nice one.
Right.
Well, you were both attempting to be the better parent and the nice one.
Right.
Right. And then,
but you know something, let me stop you for a second there. You see, that's key. Many parents are involved in that conflict of trying to be the better parent or the nice one, and who pays for that is the child.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, that's a normal way of being in many families around our world.
Well, one of the things that was so striking about that time period for Alex and my impression of you as a family was how disgruntled Alex was how much of the time. He was cranky. He was crying. He would have temper tantrums. He would throw things. He would do things like take handfuls of Cheerios and throw them on the floor, not just because he was in that age of discovery where you drop something and you realize it's moving away from you, but to get a rise out of one or the other of you.
Right.
And Amy would be going, oh, don't worry about it. And you, Andy, would be saying, no, that's not okay. And it was a constant conflict that was also inflicted upon everybody around the two of you.
That's right.
That's right. And I remember once Andy and I became a team, and, you know, if Andy said, no, that's not okay with me, I will say, no, that's not okay with me as well. Alex really shifted in Costa Rica. I remember
but
that.
But it took no time, you remember?
Yeah, it was instantaneous. It was amazing.
Instantaneous transformation.
Definitely.
I recall that his behavior at the table was crying and fussing and untenable for all of the adults until you had the shift. And I remember at dinner one night, the two of you, Alex and Shai and I, had a meal together right after the transformation. And Alex was sitting in his little booster seat, and he was totally mannered. It was like a little miniature adult. And I remember he dropped a little bit of something because his ability to manage a fork or a spoon obviously was not totally coordinated. And we got him a napkin, and we said, do you know what this is? And he said, yes. And we said, would you like one? And he said, yes, I would. And he took it, and he very fastidiously cleaned up his own mess. And it was so amazing to be with a full person who had the skill sets of a two-year-old.
And was locked up in a small body.
But it was deeply impressive, the impact the two of you and how you related with each other had on your son.
Yes.
So the shift in correcting his behavior had nothing to do with him. It was how you two were relating, and then he stopped acting out the hostility between the two of you.
Yes, and this was not just a temporary or a one-time thing. He still is that way. I mean, it's advanced to the point now where he puts his dishes in the dishwasher and so on, but he's still responsible, as much as a five-year-old can be responsible. This is a responsible person.
Right, and even now, like, you know, he'll try to divide us. Like, he'll say, well, you know, I want to do this, and he'll ask Andy, and Andy will say, no, you can't do that. And then he'll, right in front of Andy, go up to me and say, can I do this, Mommy? And I'll say, no, Daddy just told you, you can't do that, and you can't do that. I agree with him. And we are united front in front of him, and it's continuous. It's something that we are always aware of, the fact that, you know, he always will try to...
Well, here's another thing, Amy. You're not trying to be his friend. You're being his mother.
Right.
And Andy's being his father.
Right. That's one thing. I mean, very early on, I felt like, I'm not quite sure why, Alex was the primary relationship, that my job, now that I'm a parent, is not so much to be in relationship with my wife, but to be taking care of Alex. And we realized that we, Amy and I, were the primary relationships, and that's where our allegiance lies, and that's how we take care of the boys.
Right.
Well, you know, it's interesting. There's like a 62% divorce rate in the United States these days. And that... A lot of that comes when people have children and they forget to take care of each other and nurture their relationship. They devote all their attention to the raising of the children, and they drop out supporting and nurturing and their relationship. You know, the parental unit needs to be competent, needs to be healthy, needs to be intact, and working as a unit in order for you to raise healthy, happy children.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel that, you know, with Andy and I, we are always, it's always important for us to have intimacy, whether it be like to have a date, go out to dinner, you know, be intimate with each other.
And it's not always easy.
Right, because you get interrupted.
But it's crucial. It is. Our relationship is the basis of the relationship. Our relationship between Amy and myself is the basis of the relationship of our entire family. It's the core. And that core has to be healthy for the family to be healthy.
Right.
There's something that you talked about with us some time ago, Andy, that I think would be really helpful to a lot of the listeners out there, not only for those with children, but for adults who get overcome by feeling upset in a situation. And I know that the two of you created a game around his temper tantrums and upsets. And I'd love it if you would, Shai and I both would love it, obviously, if you would tell people a bit about what happened and what the two of you devised.
Well, it was an idea that actually came from your work. When Alex was having a temper tantrum, as far as he was concerned, he was the temper tantrum, and he had no choice. And there was no distinction between Alex and temper tantrum. And so there was no alternative but to be in the temper tantrum until the temper tantrum went away. And we taught Alex that the temper tantrum was something separate, and that because it was something separate, at any moment, he could simply be done with it. And the game we play, and we still play this, is he'll tell the temper tantrum to go to jail. And that really draws a line between what is Alex and what is a temper tantrum, and that makes it possible for him to simply say, this is something separate, it doesn't own me, I'm making it go to jail.
So basically what you're talking about is the third principle of transformation, in that if he sees it and doesn't judge it as bad or wrong, but just notices its existence, that's enough to have that behavior dissolve.
Right. And it sounds a little silly as I describe it, but it works beautifully. It's made a huge difference.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, most parents don't realize that there are options outside of what we were raised in. You know, most of us want to do it you know, better than our parents did, which is laudable, of course, but it doesn't always produce great children. And the other thing is that we only can operate within the information we've been made available to us? Yeah, available to us, that we've seen, that we've heard. So what we don't know doesn't really exist. So the possibility of raising happy and healthy children just by them noticing their behavior without judging it, which of course requires their parents to be examples of noticing without judging, then that's enough. Even though it's hard to believe in a world that's based in psychology, where you have to work on yourself and struggle and effort, but it's not necessary with transformation. With transformation, seeing it is enough for it to end. And if you can teach your children to draw the distinction between their upsets and them, so they realize that they are not the upset, they are not the thought that says they're not good enough, they are a being, then that's enough for them to transcend that bratty behavior.
Now, I know that Andy has shared with you all the game, the end result game, sending the upset to jail. But I know the details of how it started because it was such an incredible story that when he told it, we wrote it down, and it's part of our new book by the same name as this show, Being Here, which you can order in bookstores, you can go online on Amazon, you can go on our website. But just this week, Shai and I were doing the audio recording of Being Here, and I read out loud the chapter that included this story. And what had happened was Alex got very upset about brushing his teeth. He didn't want to brush his teeth. He was in a mood. And Andy told him he needed to brush his teeth. And Alex said, "Why do you get to make all the rules? I don't like that. I want to make rules." And Andy told him that it wasn't his rule. It was the doctor's rule, the dentist's rule. And in order to have healthy teeth, he needed to brush them every night. They proceeded to have him brush his teeth. And when they were done, the two of them sat together on the floor. And he talked to Alex while the memory was very fresh. He said, "You know that feeling you get, Alex, when your body gets upset and you get that feeling and you get upset, and that's not you, that's an upset. And if you want to make some rules, you can make a rule, and the rule you get to make is to tell it to go away." And Alex thought about it, and he said, "I can tell it to go to jail." So telling the upset to go to jail was a young person's version of saying, "That's it, I'm done with it." And they've played the game that Alex devised, and the end result is telling the upset to go to jail. And why I wanted to tell you all the inception of it is because a good time to impart this information to a child is when it's fresh, so that they discover at that time they have some control over it. And if I'm not mistaken, Andy, you actually had that conversation with him after he had calmed down and come back to himself.
He had calmed down, but it was immediately afterwards. So it was still fresh. He still remembered feeling that way. The thing is, he, and I believe all children, really want to be cooperative for the most part. It's just that this thing would take Alex over, and he didn't know that even that the separation was possible. And giving him this idea, he was able to run with it.
Well, last week we spoke with Josh and Laura about the game they played with their daughter called Hello Jealous, where she got to just make a joke and talk to her jealousy as if it was separate. This is a very similar phenomena. Kids also want to be in control, and they hate it when they feel out of control. Am I mistaken?
That's very true.
No, that's absolutely true. And I love the fact that we can give him such a productive means of being in control.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry?
What do you mean?
Well,
by productive means of being in control.
This has been a very, very powerful tool for Alex. It's enabled him to be so much more himself and not, you know, at the whim of his temper tantrums. And the other side of that, you know, when you're 4 or 5 years old, there isn't a lot under your control. He has this tool now to control an aspect of his life, and it's a and it really achieves a lot for him. And I'm
proud of him
for that.
And also, like when we look, like for example, when we go to his school or we see other children, they'll actually still be having temper tantrums, and he'll actually notice. You know, he'll look and say, "Oh, they're having a temper tantrum," and you know, he doesn't say it in a mean way. He just notices what's going on in another child, and so I really see that's what you know you mean by productive means, because there's such a difference to him at school. He doesn't indulge in that behavior.
And it's also starting to rub off on our 2-year-old Aiden.
Oh, yeah.
Who's still a little too young to have that conversation. The words wouldn't work yet. But,
well, that's really a perfect segue to go to in our next segment. I know, Shai, you had something to say also, and it's excellent if we can talk about what's going to be happening now, how it feeds into Aiden, and also what happens with Alex in regards to school, how this has helped him at school, because he's in school now. But we need to take a break, so will you guys come back with us after the break?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, thanks.
Excellent. So come on back. The break is short, and don't miss
Being Here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Discover how to create the reality you desire, manifest your destiny, and find your authentic self. Meet your angels, teachers, and guides along the way. Explore how karma is created, how contracts can be cleared, and how to heal past life and ancestral pain to clearing your path toward ascension in this lifetime. Learn how to make this experience joyful and not frightening. Jean Adrian's book, Soul Adventures, is available for purchase on her website at Amazon.com and in your local bookstore. She also created a card deck, the Inner Speak Cards, which enables fast and simple karmic clearing sessions. They are available for purchase on her website at www.innerspeak.com. That's www.innerspeak.com.
Create a life with growth, balance, abundant peace of mind, and joy. Tune in and call into Spirits Evolving with pragmatic psychic and certified hypnotherapist, Lee Channing. By using the simple tools for growth offered by Lee, including intuition, color awareness, creative visualization, and more, build a stronger understanding of your own energy and offer clear, unencumbered energy to those with whom you share your life. Whether for an individual or a business, home environment, or or your office. Lee evaluates and interacts with the energy at hand, providing an analysis of the problem and a description of the options available to move forward successfully and with grace. Spirits Evolving with Lee Channing, broadcast each Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spirits Evolving, your guide toward a life filled with more balance, intention, and contentment.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
To Being Here.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. Our guests today are Amy and Andy Gideon. And we're just talking about how their five-year-old son is learning to master upsets by realizing that he is not the upset, that it is something that comes over him and that he can disengage from it. And Andy, I want to go back to your look. To talking with you about this because most parents don't realize that this is a possibility. How did you discover it?
Well, that's something that came directly out of your workshops. I mean, you, the two of you, you teach the idea that there is a being that is separate from these automatic behaviors and temper tantrums and such being an example of automatic behaviors, and they don't have to rule.
Right. So, in effect, you guys have had to master your upsets.
Right.
Yeah, I can't say. I don't think the game would work nearly as well if Alex saw that we were a slave to our upsets. I think the fact that we have feelings, but then the feelings don't rule us and, or they're separate from us, Alex sees that. I mean, we were we recently took a trip to visit some family, and it was an airplane trip, and there were storms and delays, and we sat on the runway for a very long period of time. So by the time we got to the hotel, the four of us, we were tired, and Amy actually said at some point, I'm feeling cranky.
Yes.
And this was in front of Alex and Aiden, and I said, well, you know, we'll just have to get past that.
Right.
So he sees that the same tools that he's using, we use.
Right.
So, and Amy, when he said, you have to get past that, what was your reaction?
Oh, I said, you're right. And I stopped. I stopped being cranky. Because when I got to the hotel, I said, wow, I'm really cranky. I feel cranky. And then Amy said, you know, you have to get past that. And I said, you're right. And then it was like I was able to drop it immediately.
So let me ask you a question, Amy. Was there a time if Andy said you need to get past that you would have said yes?
That
what do you mean?
In the past,
yeah.
In the distant past, if he told you to get past that, would that be fodder for an argument?
Oh, my God, yes, it'd be world war. I'd be like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? You get past it. I would have been down a road of anger, upset, war, you know, fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And
but the difference was, I mean, that would be, to her back then, that would have been like me saying, you know, get past your arm is connected. Because back then, this is before we were doing workshops with you, and we believed that the upset was us, and it was a valid response to the environment. It was the workshops that we take with you and the idea of transformation that allowed us to see that that's not the way it has to be.
You know, I personally recommend for all the listeners who can make it to workshops that we are doing to come in person because they're really wonderful. We're doing them mainly now in New York. We're doing, in October, we'll be in Hamburg and in London. We've been getting emails from people, places like Spain, saying what a difference this is making, and I'm so excited that we get a chance to do it here. Some of you may not be able to make it in person, so when Andy is talking about, I learned this in a workshop. You're basically in a workshop right now.
Oh, we didn't talk very much about listening. See, you can listen to see if you agree with what we're saying, if you agree with our philosophy, if you will. Or you can listen to see whether you already know what we're saying, or better still, if you disagree with what we're saying, like you know better. Well, you may know better. I don't know. But listening, true listening, is listening to hear what someone is saying from their point of view, not your comparison to whether or not you agree with or disagree with what's being said. And most of us have been trained by our culture that we grew up in, I did say this is anthropological, to disagree with those things we hold to be wrong or negative, and to agree with those things that we think are positive or correct. Or we look to see if it fits some agenda we have, and if it fits our agenda, we agree with it, and if it don't, we just discard the idea out of hand. Our suggestion is that if you listen on these programs to what's being said, that will pull you into the moment, and the moment is a magical place where transformation is a byproduct. So your life transforms, where all aspects of your life get better and easier and more fun without your doing anything to have that happen. But it comes through awareness, and it comes through being in this moment, and listening will bring you into the moment if you're not there in comparison to see whether you agree or disagree.
Now, being here, obviously, is the name of our show, the name of our book, one of our books. And this program is an online course in transformation and being present. At the same time, I again want to heartily invite any of you who have an interest to come and join us in person. The community of people who attend seminars are like Josh and Laura and Amy and Andy and other people, some of the people who've even called in to ask us questions. It's an amazing group of people to connect in with. We also have an email list. The email list, which you can access on our website. We send out announcements, what our show's going to be each week, a podcast or an audio recording every week, article of the month. You can get more immersed in this transformational framework and game. It will make an incredible impact on the quality of your life, and for those of you who have children, the lives of your children. The possibilities are endless as you discover and strengthen your ability to be here regardless of the circumstances. Life gets far easier.
And being here is a skill set. It's a skill set that you can learn and develop and get better and better at, to the point that upsets become a thing of the past.
I also want to mention that a lot of people travel from many places like California and Florida to your workshops. So even
Germany.
If you're far away, in Germany and
England.
In England, right. So a lot of people will travel to the courses, which is very wonderful.
So again, transformationmadeeasy.com is our website, and you can find out more about us there. There was something I wanted to talk about with you both. Actually, Shai and I wanted to talk to you, but I'm being the mouthpiece here. And that is, I know that you both are full-time business people.
You own your business. Your company Tag Online is a full-time endeavor. I mean, you have employees and you have a business that you maintain.
So
yes.
Can you talk about having an additional caregiver? And also, my question is this. I know her name is currently Michelle. She's a wonderful lady. My question is, are you three an allied front, or is she secondary? Is it you two and then her, or are you three an allied front?
Well, we are all three an allied front. Because Michelle, she is our full-time babysitter, and I have to say having a babysitter has been so valuable. I think a lot of parents think for some reason that if they have a babysitter, their child's not getting the best care or it's not as good as having the parent. But that's actually not the case. A babysitter or somebody like a caregiver like Michelle allows us first of all to recharge our batteries, and she has different perspectives and experience that we don't have or didn't have as a parent. But we are, the three of us, an allied front. So
what do you mean by recharge your batteries, and also say what you mean by allied front, because I know I use that term, but I want to make sure people are tracking with you.
Yeah, well, sure. Like, for example, in the morning, Alex wants to have cookies for breakfast. And, you know, he can't have cookies for breakfast because it's not nutritional. So Michelle would say, look, I want to make sure Alex has something good to eat and then a little, you know, a dessert afterwards. Or if he's having lunch, he needs to have bologna or an egg or cheese or something more nutritional than just cookies and junk food. So she spoke with us about that, and we said, of course. So, of course, Alex will try to go to Andy and get junk food, or me to get junk food. So he'll do the same thing to try to get one of us to agree with him and to be in opposition with the other two.
But that Michelle would come to us and discuss Alex's desires versus Alex's needs, that's her checking in with us. How should she portray mealtimes? How should she respond to Alex as if she is our representative? And that's part of how she is a part of the united front.
So she's not competing with you to be the better parent the same way you guys were competing to be the better parent at one time in your relationship.
That's right. In fact, one of the benefits to having this professional caregiver, I mean, in fact, she's a lot more than that, but she's been taking care of children for many years, and we... In fact, we've hired at least one person, a part-time employee who's a student now in college, for whom she was a babysitter when he was small, which it's kind of like checking her references, and the kid is fantastic. But she's been doing this for years. She has, as Amy said, a perspective we don't have. She has a depth of experience that we certainly don't have.
Let's speak more about this caregiver aspect, and I definitely want to get back to the recharging the batteries, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, Andy, but we do need to take a break. But this is really good. Let's talk more about this when we get back, okay?
Great.
All right, don't miss being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. For Spirit of Film Conversations, this is Randall Barrow. Hello, Seventh Wave listeners. I hope you'll join me each week as I explore how movies are changing the way we think, live, and dream. Spirit of Film Conversations showcases today's independent and visionary filmmakers and their personal and artistic journey to bring their vision to the big screen, television, DVD, or streaming video on the internet. Spirit of Film Conversations is also for people who make movies, whether the established film professional or the aspiring filmmaker. My show also celebrates the motion picture's unique ability to affect us emotionally, intellectually, even spiritually. So if you want to hear the real behind-the-scenes story of the most amazing and visionary films being made today and find out how you can use movies to empower you in your everyday life, join me each week
on Spirit of Film Conversations every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Also, check out my website at spiritoffilm.net to find out more about the movies I talk about each week. And thanks for listening to Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And Amy and Andy are our guests today. We were just speaking about caregivers. So, Andy, you were talking about that she has skill sets and ideas that you both don't have.
Absolutely. And that's made a huge difference in the lives of Alex and Aiden. But a point I wanted to make is that we are that allied front, and so when Michelle sees something that she might question or that where she has a suggestion for an alternative to how we're doing something, one of the things that very early on impressed me about her was that she won't talk about it in front of Alex or Aiden. She'll talk to us privately because, to the kids, we are an allied front, and that doesn't mean that separate from the kids, we can't discuss and strategize and improve. But the three of us, to the children, are an allied front. And that's, as we said earlier in this program, paramount in keeping the kids in an environment that really makes them happy and healthy.
Yeah, I want to just mention a quick example. For recently, Alex was going to go out. Michelle was taking him to Funtime Junction, which is like an inside playground where he plays and he really loves it. And he wasn't being a good listening boy that day. He started to get act up. So Michelle said, "I'm not taking you to Funtime Junction if you act up." And he's like, "Well, my mommy said you should, so you should." And she said, "No, I'm not taking you because your mom will not approve of that." So when I got home, she said that, and I said, "Good." And Alex said, did Michelle tell you what happened? And I said, "Yes," and she was correct, and I'm glad she didn't. And there again, I was agreeing with Michelle as opposed to siding with Alex that Michelle was a bad mommy of some sort or a bad caregiver.
Well, and you know something, Aim? It's interesting because, you see, prior to this point in humanity's history, earlier, you know, not terribly long ago, we lived in small communities, and we had family around us, and so children were raised by more than two parents. They had the extended family that raised children, and in a lot of what have been called third world countries, this is still the case where there's an extended family, because children don't just grow on food alone. They need attention. They need your energy and attention. And if, you know, parents can only give so much. Children are sponges. They suck that energy up, and they need that attention. You are very fortunate in having somebody who will match you, which takes a lot of the stress off you two guys.
Right. Oh, it's so true that we were talking earlier about recharging batteries. You know, if I constantly am, and Andy and we're both giving to the children and giving them attention, suddenly we feel depleted. So having somebody like Michelle, caregiver, to take over so we can, you know, take a break, be with each other, go to work, handle other things, and then when we come back to the children, I'm much more able to deal with them, and so is Andy. So we're, you know, have more energy.
What about people who say, well, if you get a babysitter or a nanny or you're not being a good parent. How would you talk to that, Amy?
Well, what I usually, first of all, I grew up with a babysitter. I had a babysitter until I was 16. Her name was Essie, and she was a wonderful woman, and I remember her dearly. And that didn't mean that I loved my parents any less. As a matter of fact, I learned so much from her. But I usually will tell parents is that they really could, you know, a child requires a lot of attention, and having another person that you trust is really like having an extra parent. And it gives the child the ability to trust other people and not always rely on you, yet you're still their parent. I know Alex loves me. I'm his mom. Andy's his dad. And Aiden, too. It's not like they'll replace you. It's only a complimentary type of situation.
Now, there may be listeners who don't have the means to hire a full-time nanny or somebody who is more of a caregiver more of the time. And I have to say that we have had clients who have that as a concern. And one of the things that we've encouraged them to do, and they've successfully done, is to create a community of parents where they feel comfortable with the other parents' parenting skills, where this weekend I'll take your child.
Mm-hmm.
Next weekend you take my child. And if you have multiple, sometimes it'll be like three or four sets of parents, that way you have a support structure when you're living far from family where you don't have to go it alone.
It's
you can
so
create a situation.
Yeah, that actually we've done that. We've had other parents from Alex's school.
Or there's a little girl who is almost exactly Alex's age. They live across the street.
And they help out, and it's definitely been very valuable.
It's a collaborative effort, and it's wonderful for the kids.
One of the things I noticed, and I just wanted to highlight, that you both have said over the course of this, you have not gone, and not that we can talk a lot about this because we're very close to the end here, but if Alex does something, you don't say, no, mommy doesn't want that, or no, daddy doesn't want that. You're willing to take the heat. No, you can't do that.
Right.
So it's not Michelle's fault, or it's not the other parent's fault, and then the other parent backs you up. I think that's really important, because when you were in the transition stage, the two of you, from time to time, particularly Amy would say, no, daddy doesn't like that, so that she still got to be the good one, and he took the heat.
Yep.
So that's something just to include in your arsenal when you're learning how to manage your children.
You just have to manage yourself and not blame your partner.
Right.
We do Monday Night Alive. It's a 2.5-hour gymnasium to strengthen the muscles of living in the moment. We do it in New York City on Monday nights. The next one we're doing is on September 10th, which is a Monday, and it's from 7 till 9:30 at night.
If you're in the area, you're invited. If you're not in the area, come up on our website and find out more. You can cruise around. There's a whole community you can connect into. Amy, Andy, this has been a really, really excellent conversation, and we know that our listeners will really benefit. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Yes, thank you so much.
It's our pleasure.
Yes, thank you.
We heartily invite everybody back. You can email a link to this to your friends. Come back. Include other parents. Transformational Parenting Part 3 is next week. So come on back and don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.